The Spirit, the Spirit, I need your light in my life. Oh, Holy God, you are the Spirit of life. Oh, the Spirit, the Spirit, oh, you are the Spirit of life, you are the Spirit of life. We need your life, singing Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, sing Holy Ghost, sing Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Anywhere you are standing, lift up your hands to Him and exalt Him. Oh, that Thou wouldest rend the heavens, that Thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might blow out at Thy presence. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. We give you glory, we give you praise, we exalt your holy name tonight. Prince of the heavens, the Lord of all lords, we glorify you. Let your name be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. All the kings of the earth shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and the needy, and save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. Precious shall be their blood in his sight. Friends, many of our brethren are falling. Blood was spilled, and God said by an act of covenant that precious will be the blood of my people in my sight. If for any reason the blood of the righteous are spilled, it shall not go for nothing. When Stephen was slain, the anointing fell upon Paul, and Paul was arrested. There's always something drastic that happens when the blood of a righteous one is spilled. The Bible says, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. If you turn your Bible to the book of Revelation chapter 5, you're going to see that there was an altar that was open, and the blood of people that were killed for the sake of the gospel began to cry. Precious shall be their blood in his sight. I'd like us to pray in the next 5 minutes. So many have fallen. So many have been cut off. On the account of the blood that has gone forth, let your hand arise. Let your hand arise. Let your hand arise over this nation. I'd like you to call upon him and cry. And press us. Shall be their blood in his sight. Precious shall be their blood. It cannot be for nothing. It cannot be in vain. Arise, O God, and let thine enemies be scattered. Let confusion be figured in the camp of the enemy. Let the strong hand of the Lord contend. Let the power of his right hand wage war in the night as in the daytime. And precious shall be their blood in his sight. Precious shall be their blood in his sight. Precious shall be their blood in his sight. Mahasekapatana Bahadaya Mentosakapates Konda Nateka Deli Maskudia Dilananto Sakeda Praskatando Nibakanta Yata. Precious shall be their blood. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Precious shall be their blood. In his sight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. All ye kings shall fall before him, all nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that had no helper. Him that had no helper. Now God is saying that he's going to be committed to bringing deliverance to him that had no help. Right there in the city of Zaria, an uproar took place. Some rioters broke up. People were being slain left, right, center. The home of my father in the Lord was surrounded, and they had matches, they had petrol to set it ablaze. And he was sitting on the balcony and just watching. And the guys were there for like 4 hours, and after 4 hours, they dispersed. Then a policeman came to him and said, "Do not trust the police. Go and look for a gun. If you need one, I'll facilitate the process for you to get one. The truth of the matter is that there is no security in this nation. In fact, most of the Christians that stay in the north can tell you the truth. Nigeria has survived thus far because of prayer. But we want to pray for our brethren that are exposed to risk, exposed to slaughter in the sides of the north. Somebody can just stand up today and come into the church service and begin to spray. But he said, he will deliver him that had no help. I want you to lift up your voice and cry. That in this day and time, let the wave of your deliverance be seen evidently in the name of Jesus. Deliver him that has no help. Deliver him that has no help.
Even so.
Officer put me in a patrol vehicle that patrols the area where the orientation camp in Kano is, and their orders he gave to them was that they should take me safely to the campground. And I was feeling cool at the owner's corner of the patrol vehicle, my God, until a starlet guy, one guy with starlet, overtook and maneuvered as if he was acting Nollywood or something, and the policeman aborted mission. The mission to ferry me safely to the campground. And another calling came upon them. The first calling now was to chase the starlet man. That's how in fact, I have been bleeding the blood as we screeched from one end of the road to the other. Found ourselves in a place that I've never seen on the map before, but we appeared there. And the man in the starlet left the vehicle and ran into a mob. 5 minutes later, I heard enchantments of war songs. The entire people in that place turned around and they had daggers readily available within reach. The prayer point changed. Ayenana makayata. When you look into the eyes of these people, darkness has possessed them. Wickedness had found a resting place in their hearts. Mercy was not one of the options that they could consider. And when they began to come, the policemen pitched out to their rifle. At that time, what they were drunk with, what they had smoked, was not afraid of the edge of the rifle. We were in the midst of a heavy crisis. Now, what prayer will you put at that point? Where will you pull the scripture out from?
Hallelujah.
I say, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Because I saw the edge of the sword. It's not as if I think that prayer did something, and something fell on one old man, and then the old man came and started speaking. House and spoke. Hey! One of them was shaking. The man was speaking. He was shaking. That's how I escaped today. It's a war of the mind that knows no boundary. It's the locking of a spirit that has an insatiable appetite for blood. If you've ever seen it in close range, if you need to pay the price of 29 nights without sleep to keep it out of the territory, it will be a worthy venture. It's the beast of reckless wickedness that knows no end, no bound. And if it has come into the territory, it's very difficult for you to send him out. It can affect the nature of a city. It can divide it. Can we pray? And you know, in recent times, we have been trying to come through Lafayette. I know they are in town, a few of them are here, but their mission will not prosper. God has given us this territory. He has given us and planted us here because our declarations will be valuable in heaven. Can you lift up your voice and say, hitherto have you advanced no further? We place an embargo on that beast and we command it to turn backward. Holy decree today that the forts shall be sealed, the gates are sealed in the name of Jesus. Sebotate barakanta basome zeninataria maskata bahalata. Brande so candela mbota kusala. Laka faranda santo bakate na ninakadia. Preka sakaba. Zante la braske tomina. The enemy shall not find any foothold in the territory. We turn their counsel to madness. Sabote kabata shakaba. For the noise of wasting and warring shall not be heard within your borders. The sons of strangers, they shall stand to build your walls. Thy walls shall be called righteousness, and thy gates praised. Oh God, We call upon you. We call upon you. Why do they hide in rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings and the rulers of the earth take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us cast their gods asunder and break their bands from the midst of us. But he that sitteth in the heavens aloft, the Lord shall have them in his derision. Arise, O God, and let thy enemies be scattered. Sakomena kampra sataya. Rose kapase malata bregada. In Jesus' name. If you have never seen it before, you may not know why we are praying. If you have never seen a woman pregnant with twins and somebody comes and pierces the tummy with a dagger and removes the children, instantly the man that pierced the tummy with a dagger ran mad instantly. If you have never seen blood flow through drainage systems as if it's water, if you have never seen it flow like that before, you will not know what I'm talking about. In one day, 200 dead bodies were recovered from Bompai police barrack. That's where I stayed when I said. Jos was the most peaceful town in this nation. It has such a comfortable weather. Good weather. Right place for honeymoon. When you can come out in the evening time with your pajamas and look upon the city. But the sight is nothing to behold these days. When the cry of the intercessors begin to wane, the atmosphere becomes porous to deadly beasts. We want to pray and say, God, strengthen me, that I might mount my gate, that I might keep the fort to which you have assigned me. Strengthen me in the spirit. Enough of sleeping 24 hours. You sleep by 9, you wake by 9. Many things happen before you open your eyes. May God show us the benefits of the doorway of sacrifice. The time has come that every man must take his place in this season. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Before we rise to pray again, I'd like you to sit down for the next 5 minutes. Just do something for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes or so. And then I'll be out of your way. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. On the 1st of January, the devil sent us a message. It was a clear-cut message and quite easy to interpret. Hallelujah. By this time, on the 1st of January, we just concluded, a naming ceremony for my daughter. And we were basking in that in that joy when a call came that the devil had kindled a fire in the tent to burn this place up. For about 2 months, people have been seeing it in a vision that this place was going to be raised to the ground, but we didn't know. Well, we took precaution, checked all the points to see if there was any naked wire standing out so that it could be taken care of, and we did routine maintenance. And it happened to be that on the day of this visitation, none of our equipments were running. All of them were shut down. The source of the fire is still a mystery today, and the entire media room was raised to the ground. Our mixer was there. Keyboard was there. Laptop was there. Our mass dubber was there. And equipment worth 1,070,000 naira was burnt off without a trace. We couldn't even find anything to show for it. The fire advanced so strong. God bless our neighbors around this place. Most of which have never been into the hall before, but they say our church won't burn. I have to go around maybe tomorrow in the afternoon from house to house. That church that you fought for so much wants you to enjoy much more than what you have experienced so far. We have a place for you inside. But nevertheless, we thank God that you came to the rescue. Hallelujah. They had to break the burglary. Many of them were wounded. They put themselves at great risk to contend with the flame. Our well here was empty of water. There was no water left. And women were coming from their houses with pails of water. It had gone into the roof. It had consumed everything. It was beginning to come into the hall when it was arrested. But it was not without taking all of our media equipment, and the entire electrical system was in disarray. Even our snake cable, the edge got burnt off. Hallelujah. And when they told me, I laughed so much that day, gave out so much laughter, and I knew it was a sign that the devil was afraid of something. Don't you? That Satan was afraid of something. Hallelujah. It was from that media room we produced the videos that we placed on Hosanna Cable Network that you watch every Tuesday by 6:30 p.m. And I guess that the devil was interested in that, because many people, do you know, 2 weeks ago, a Muslim woman heard the just listened to the sermon, called and gave her life to Christ. And after that, she started 3 days of fasting to catch up quickly, because God must be in a hurry. Sent a prayer point that we need to stand so that her husband will join her. Something strange. We have heard testimonies of people that were slain when watching the broadcast. A woman was taken over for 2 hours under the influence of the spirit in Kano. They had to trace my number to call me. Not to talk of the calls we have had from other nations, from Malawi, from Tanzania, from Swaziland, from Zambia, from Uganda, from Kenya, from Cameroon, from Syria, from everywhere. Yes. They were tapping it there. And there was one guy that, oh my, it was strange. So the devil just burnt everything to the ground. You must have been there. You must have seen how it looks. That's what happened. It was a message from Satan, the 1st of January. He must be afraid of something. And when we came together, we decided that we must do that which the devil is afraid of. And we'll do it with vigor, with power. The devil is in for a hard time in 2012. Do you know fire brigade came here? At the end of the day, Joshua was driving home. Then somebody down jammed him. That same day, he cried again. I said, hold it. Don't talk. Just hold it. The next day, I went to drop Pastor Chris and Boniface in the park. When I just dropped them, I parked. One lady just came and just jammed my car. Just jammed it. No need to talk. On a day like that, don't talk. It's not time to talk. I drove my car like that. By the time I came home, not time to talk. It's a test. If you behave anyhow, you'll miss it. Strange things kept happening. But I knew that spirit only had a season to operate. So it wasn't even something for prayer. Just wait. He says, stand still, stand fast. He said, for the devil will be crossed under your feet soon. That means it's not a prayer point. It has been given some time to operate that spirit. If you can just stand, you will put him out of business because his time will expire. It was after that time that we began to discover in the place of prayer that some mantles were available in the spirit. Sometimes we experience some shakings. God will allow it so that your heart will be tried. I woke up early in the morning, my Camry, where it was parked. I didn't see Camry there anymore. Hallelujah. My wife was awake because I prayed in the night, so my wife was awake. Chris was awake. They were conferring, and then they came and woke me up. Say, come and see. When I came and see, I said, oh, is it this one? Let's go and sleep first. When we wake up, we will talk about this matter. So when we now woke up, I said, let nobody talk about Camry again. That's all. They will try you. They will try you to see if there's anything in your life that you are so attached to that has constituted an idol that you are giving your will to in so much that it has capacity to control your life much more than the Holy Ghost. He will try. He said, I know Abraham. That means many tests have been conducted. And the steadfast posture of his heart has been ascertained. His quality, his texture, his structure, his shade. I know that he will raise his children. He will command his children, not raise, command. That means if his son brings an unbeliever that he wants to marry, he will command. They are not with me. You know what it means to command? He said, maybe the son comes and brings spiritual language and say, I prayed. Somehow the Lord was, you know, these days we don't say any such thing without adding a vision, or the Lord said, he prompted me, quickened me, the night vision I beheld, and lo. Say, we command this you to follow me. Because of that, he has gained stature. He has attained unto a position of favor before me because he has yielded to my process. I pray tonight that there will be nothing standing in the way in Jesus' mighty name. So many battles in so few days in the year. It was a statement that something great was about to happen. You know, the Bible says, see that falleth in the day of adversities because his strength is small. When you begin to notice operations of darkness like that, advise yourself not to behave anyhow. It's a day of adversity. It's a time where your strength will be determined. And so even if in short circumstances before that were not days of adversity, you were likely to miss it. Alright? Because you know that the devil is determined and you have been given a time, he has been given a season to try your heart. That knowledge will arm you with the right mind. We are going to pray in a moment of time. Because I know that everything is set. Our little intercessory group in Lagos, they sent us some prophecies today. They say in this meeting, God will come down today. As I went, I checked my text. Some text dropped. They have been working, laboring. They said from this evening, there's going to be a shift. And the Holy Ghost will come down in another dimension. Somebody believes that when he gets a car, then the sense of his being will be corrected, will not be fully articulated. So when he comes out, he needs a card for expression. The truth of the matter is that if you have not yet found security in Christ, a car will not help you. Paul said, I've learned to abase and to abound. In any of these conditions, I'm cool. My emotion is steady because I found security in Christ. I pray that our priorities will be ordered aright, that God will grant unto us a righteous heart and a consistent spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. That will be so malleable in the hands of the Holy Ghost that we will take pleasure in giving voice and praying His own prayers instead of your own prayers. So that ultimately your existence has been forged to serve His way, not your agenda. When you live that kind of life, it means that you have put the kingdom of God first as your unique goal. And all the things that you need to fulfill your God-given assignment in form of materials, funds, people will navigate in your direction. It's not the other way around. It's not that we look for money, steal money, and then want to use the money to serve God and to pay tithes. In fact, it is defiled. That money that you have received, that you receive by violating the principles of God's righteousness. Hallelujah. I see some people in Lagos, they work so much, cut corners, take big money and come and drop. As if maybe that one we atone for what they have not done. We atone for the fact that they have not prayed. We I'd like us to wear the right frame of mind as we advance in 2012. Because God is set for business. Turn your Bible quickly to one scripture before I sit down. Songs of Solomon. Verse 4, chapter 4, verse 3. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. Thy temples are like a piece of a pomegranate within thy locks. Thy neck is like the tower of David, builded for an armory, whereon they hang 1,000 bucklers and all shields of mighty men. Thy neck. It's like the tower of David, built for an armory, a place for the storage of weapons. Therein lieth 1,000 bucklers and all shields of mighty men. You know, when the prophet began yesterday and began to talk about the transgenerational purposes of God, and that the only possibility for you to be bearing the texture and the fingerprint of the hopes of our forefathers in the faith that pioneered things in God and built with the tools of immortality, the only way that you can be a representation of their hopes is that your life continues in the journey of the spirit that made them function. So you are an extension of that which God used them to pioneer, and you are the image of that in a different generation. Because God is an eternal being, His purposes are not locked in time. And so when men come and stand for God, God recruits them and allocates them to become conduit pipes by which His eternal dominion is expressed from age to age and from generation to generation. There's a surprising thing about the dominion of God as He sustains His unique outlook in each age, is that there's an empowerment that God unleashes to facilitate it. Somebody can be running a particular race and doing something for the kingdom of God with a certain kind of anointing. Are you with me now? Maybe something significant in God was pioneered by an evangelist. And maybe in the next generation, the person that takes over and continues from where that evangelist stops in the agenda of God, and he may not never have met this evangelist anyway, but the spirit that was operational in the life of this evangelist has alighted upon that individual, but it happened to be that the individual is not an evangelist himself. Maybe in the next generation, the representation of that move of God, that administration of God, was actually facilitated under a prophetic spirit, prophetic anointing. It was a prophet that received that mandate to continue that agenda of God in that generation. Are you still with me now? And so the Bible says, thy neck is like the Tower of David, built for an armory. It is a place constructed solely for the purpose of keeping weapons. He went further to say, in that Tower of David lieth 1,000 bucklers. He said, in that Tower of David hangeth all the seeds of mighty men. The anointings, the grace that made mighty men function in their capacity. There is a place in the heavens where all these dimensions of grace are kept. Now, if we study the Bible critically, you will see that when Elijah was manifested, Elijah came into active ministry in a time where the nation of God had backslidden. And that's why I said the other day that Elijah did not need to be too refined. He didn't need to know how to say sorry. He didn't need to know how to say good morning. Because he came in a day of rebellion. And so he was a rugged man that was set in motion. Hallelujah. In the day of John the Baptist, and notice you need to understand the governmental structure. In the time that Elijah was made manifest, we have Ahab, we had what? Jezebel. In the day of John the Baptist, it was a similar scenario. The same spirit that was operating in Jezebel was now operating in Herodias. And John the Baptist was operating in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Notice that John the Baptist had no contact with Elijah whatsoever. But when the spirit that was upon John the Baptist, upon Elijah, came upon him, he so influenced that man that the man began to even dress like Elijah. Now, it's needful for you to understand that when a mantle comes upon you, the circumstances and situations around the people that carry that mantle are brought around your life. The reason is because God wants to restrict your excesses and put you into a mold, a kind of mold, so much so that only that which was sustained most of the time in those people becomes your reality. God forges you into it because something strange came upon you. When the prophet was prophesying today and said that there were mantles in the spirit, that things were going to drop from heaven and some impartations began, I need you to understand the implication. You know, these days we say amen too quickly. Sometimes you need to weigh the things you are hearing so that you know the time not to say amen. Because you may not just be ready for something and there's no need for you to say amen. Because there was one time I went for a prayer meeting and the person leading prayer said, let's ask God to take all. And I didn't mean it. And I said, Lord, take all. Then I had my structures in place. I just graduated from Bible school. I had my scriptures. I had my concordance. I had everything around. I was in my own circle of preachers. I was I was notable. I was good. Hallelujah. Until I attended a prayer meeting where the prayer point was take all. Even though I didn't mean it, God meant it. He took for granted that I meant it. And the curve of my life, I lost control of my life till this day. So many, I didn't plan it. I wasn't planning to give God all. I just said, take all. Like most of you that came here today, when we are crying, Lord, we want to serve your will. You too, you follow. You are in trouble. In fact, that you came here today is enough trouble. When a mantle comes upon you, I remember when I went to serve in Kano. As I came to Kano, I made a promise to God. I said, I'm going to fast the way I've never fasted, and I'm going to give the way I've never given. I began a fast in the month of January. When I counted the days that I spent fasting, it was 240 days. It was in the middle of that fasting, one day on that mountain. Hallelujah. I began to feel a breeze come from nowhere. I took that breeze home. Hallelujah. And when I lay down to sleep, I saw something like a screen appear before my face. And I began to see the future clearly. That week was a week of encounter. I was on the bed praying and fasting. I think that was 100 and something days. My stomach was flat to the back. In fact, if the Kano wind should blow boisterous, I'll be one of the elements that could be picked along. I was weightless. I just moved. Those days, hallelujah. And one of those days, fasting on the bed like that, I began to notice that my strength was leaving me fast. It came to a point I couldn't move my leg again, I was just moving my head. And when I looked to the right to feel the heat that had gathered before my face, it was the image of an angel. And the angel said, come with me, and my spirit left my body. Where we went, we spent 6 hours. When I came back, it was 30 minutes. We could not compromise what had happened with time. But from that day, I started seeing a star. When I pray and pray and pray for long, a star will just pass my, like, a star that is almost tangible. Are you with me? Something had dropped. When that thing dropped, my appetite left. When that thing dropped, sleep left. When that thing dropped, I could take the scriptures and be on the scriptures for hours. A time came when the scriptures would begin to speak to me as if it was a man communicating. More and more, the use of concordance began to phase out. Because a spirit spoke to me from the pages of the Bible. There were several times that several things would stand out of scripture and hit my spirit with so much momentum that it would make me cry. It was an encounter altogether. In fact, my dressing as a preacher began to change. Because that thing that came upon me began to forge me to become another man. He said, as you are going, you will meet some prophets prophesying. And the Spirit of God will come upon you. And what will happen? I believe John the Baptist did not plan to dress with camel skin. I believe he was a young lad like me and you, maybe with his jeans trousers, strolling in the evening time. And then something came upon him. And that thing transformed him into another man. He brought the circumstances and the situations that surrounded the first man that carried the mantle. The problems that the man was subject to became the problems he had to contend with. In fact, the kingdom of darkness took knowledge of the fact that that mantle had come into the earth. And they also had a record that the first time the mantle came, it was the spirit of Jezebel that contended with that mantle. So they forged the same scenario, and that same spirit was on ground to contend with that anointing. Thy neck is like the tower of David, wherein lies 1,000 bucklers.
and all shields of mighty men.
Hallelujah. For about 12 years, I sat in the office of a teacher. Just doing my teaching. Doing my teaching, organizing teaching meetings. I'll come like that, two or three people will sit and we'll begin to study the Bible. And then when we get to a point like that, study for about 3 hours, study for about 4 hours, then we enter into prayers. Before we know it, that was what I was doing, from place to place. Just, we don't need to organize a program with microphone. Just 4 people, 5 people, 6 people. But when that thing happened to me, many times I take the Bible and I want to teach. I say, according to the anointing to teach, was no longer there. Because as I'm trying to analyze, I begin to see visions. For many, 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 many months, I struggled. Because I was used to teaching, but something was pulling me to see things. I was seeing things in the realm of the spirit. I didn't know how to relate with those things, how to use those things. Because I see the Holy Ghost was drawing me here, but I love teaching. When a mantle comes upon you, it will disrupt your life. It will change the way you do things. It will make you a different personality. And you will do well to yield to the sway of the Spirit. Sometimes God gives you insight and says, this mantle you are carrying, the person that operated it, this is his name. Sometimes he can be so gracious as to reveal that to you. And if he does reveal it to you, find out the battles that man fought. Find out how the man died. You are not with me. You are not here. You are not here. There was a mighty man that rose in this land. When God encountered me in Kano, he showed me a vision. That thing that was on the screen. He showed me that powerful man that was in this land. The man held this land very well. And somehow the man was cut off. Hallelujah. It was obvious he didn't fulfill his time. And I saw that mantle in the realm of the spirit. Well, you don't need to believe what I'm saying anyway. And when the Lord encountered me, the Lord now said to me that you are going to carry that mantle. Now, I happen to know how great this man was. I happen to know the level of fellowshipping that the man was involved with, because he was involved with the major guys in ministry in this nation. He could pull the heavyweights around. He had been into international ministry. Preached among the Philippines. He was a regular speaker in United States of America. In fact, he had an American tour. He was a mighty preacher. Many people were raised under his ministry. And God said to me that you are going to carry that mantle. That was one. Okay, let me stop there. Let me stop there. You will not understand that one. From that time in the city of Kano, when that mantle fell, I lost control of my life. So I had to go back. I invited the son of that man to my house one night. I started questioning him. What? How many years did your father labor before he came into limelight? Before he became a significant voice in the land. Told me this and that, and I asked questions. And he told me several secrets. I said, okay. Hallelujah. But because we need to understand that we are expected to take that dimension of the anointing to another level of excellence. So, we are not going to do exactly what they did, but we'll take it into what the mantle never accomplished. Are you with me now? But see, a good place to start is to understand what the mantle was before. And the sacrifice that was required to stir the mantle. I had to ask, how many hours of prayer did your father put into his Christian life every day? He told me how many hours. I saw that. And then from that time, I began to practice it. Those number of hours. Our choice of prayer times, 5 p.m., was exactly what he was doing that time. The time I wake up to pray in the night is exactly that time. Because you see, God will deal with you in a pattern. If God begins to deal with you, it's not likely to change the pattern. Help me tell your neighbor now. That if God begins to deal with you, He's not likely to change the pattern. So that you will understand him and know how to relate with him. Now, for instance, now, I know a man like that. If you give him a suit and he wears size 48 and you give him size 50 of suit, all right? You know that's not his size. And you know tailors can bring it, trim it and bring it back to size. He will never wear it. He knows, according to his own experience in God, he knows that that suit was not meant for him. He was only supposed to be a channel to pass the suit to the real owner. Why? Because there was a time when they gave him a suit, very fine suit, and then it was larger than him. He took it to a tailor to mend it. When they finished, the suit was like this. And when he went to God in prayer, the Lord said, that suit wasn't yours. So he didn't need God to say that again. So anytime things come to him and it's not the size, there was no need to try anymore. He gives it up. That's a pattern of dealing. Many of us are not used to the patterns of God's dealings. Many of us do not even know how to wait for God. Many of us do not understand seasons where you need to run away from preaching. Because God is not speaking. Because people believe that once you are a prophet, God speaks every time. When you show up, the Lord is speaking something. No. If you understand the distance in time between some of the prophecies of Isaiah, one chapter and the other chapter, if you understand the differences in time, you will know that even if you are a prophet, God only speaks when he wants to speak. And there's a pattern to your life. And gradually, God was interested in forging me into that pattern. I cannot say I've so much entered into it yet, but I am better now than I was. And anytime there's greater alignment to the pattern, you notice that there's an impartation of another measure of that grace. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But it's the same spirit that stirred the land. The same spirit that brought revival into the hearts of men. The same spirit that was under pressure to see that salvation reaches the very ends, the corners of the territory. Thy neck. It's like the Tower of David, built for an armory, wherein lies 1,000 bucklers and all shields of mighty men. In the next 5 minutes, I would like you to stand up. Let's pray. Before I run away, just for 5 minutes. Now, let me tell you something quickly. Just something. There's a lady that walked into this hall. In fact, you don't even know that today is your day of visitation. And you don't yet know that you have the calling of a prophet. God will put something on you. He will put something on you. The shields of the mighty will be accessible in the next few minutes while we pray. Fire will burn on some people's hands. Strange things will begin to happen. Help me. Now, go to a major chord, just major. Do.
Empty-handed. That is how he wanted me. He commanded. I left my own plans at his feet. till I had nothing, nothing of my own. Then he filled my life to overflowing. Wait. Empty handed. That is how he wanted me. He commanded. I left my own plans at his feet till I had nothing. Nothing of my own. Then he filled my life to overflowing. Now, till I had nothing. Till I had nothing. Then he filled my life to overflowing.
Somebody help me.
Till I had nothing. Till I had nothing, till I had nothing, till I had nothing. Then he filled me, then he filled my life to overflow. Till I had nothing, till I had nothing, till I had nothing. Then he filled my life.
Somebody help me.
I had nothing. Then he filled my life. Overflowing. Till I had nothing.
And call upon him. I come empty handed. Shabraskata basanta babosene halaba. Shabraskata basanta la hadalia brasketomina sanga. Shabraskata babo janeta bransa tabarate babo.
Because he has filled my life unto all.
overflowing. I have nothing. I am nothing.
I have nothing.
Lord, until I see only you.
And you feel in my life.
Yeah. To overflowing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, the Lord is not just introducing some of you to the anointing of your call, but baptizing you into the disciplines of the call. I hear it loud by the Spirit. It's not just baptizing you to the anointing of the call, but there are many of you that you'll be baptized into the disciplines of the call. I beg you to ask of the Lord something that will last beyond 2012. Something in your life, that type of thing that Elijah ate. Even though the journey was so far, he was able to go through. I don't know about you, but I desire something that will transcend the times, even to eternity. Oh God.
Now he's filled my life to overflowing. Now he has filled my life. Now I'm overflowing. Oh, he has filled my life to overflowing. His river is my spot. Now I'm overflowing. My battle is filled up. I am overflowing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He has filled me to overflow.
Tonight is the night of the Lord.
He has filled me to overflow.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, he filled my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Overflowing.
Yes, Lord.
Overflowing.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Overflowing. Overflowing. Yeah. Oh, overflowing.
Hallelujah. 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 Because of the sensitive nature of tonight, I wouldn't want to tamper with the atmosphere. I may not be long with you here. Most probably from the sounds of the Spirit I hear as soon as I came into this place, I have an assignment for just tonight. But listen to me. The apostle opened up something very important tonight that God has been speaking to me about. God is looking for barefooted priests. Priests that understand the sensitivity and the navigations of the Spirit. Many of you have not understood yet that the corridors to the bedroom of the prophet is the office of a watchman. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I dare to say to you, as one who God has passed through that office before, he told me tonight to ask for that anointing, to puncture that anointing of a watchman to fall upon some people tonight. But I need you to understand, it's a spiritual tribe that has a spiritual discipline, which many of you, if I ask you, you may not want to. I've asked this question several times. I've preached here before. Don't desire my anointing. Desire the discipline of the anointing. There is still a question about the office of the order that I walk in spiritually. That I'm still trying to decode. I am still looking for up to three people who are at the age of 60 above,
who walk in this Jordan and have not found. And I said that when you tread this path, all you see is both scanty few who are standing and the bones of those who didn't make it through. So the Lord pursued me for about 10 years. For many of you, you don't even understand the reason why there is just burden in your heart. Even though you have challenges in your life, you've not gotten whom to marry yet. But yet the burden of the nation is in your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many of you who God has been trying to coin into the discipline of watchmen. Because the nation, Nigeria, is where it is today because some watchmen shifted. They focused on their church and left the spiritual gates and the enemy attacked. I'm not telling you things that I read from somewhere. Do you understand? I was telling some people, I said, listen to me. If I have the time, I'll tell you, but I don't think I have that time. The nation is going to in 2012. Do you understand? We were in a conference together with Apostle last year. If you can stand, fine. If you want to sit, but I'm not preaching. I'm just telling you some things that will help you to pray. Because we'll pray for a while, and then what God instructed me to do will puncture an anointing that will come upon people tonight. Do you understand? And there are many of you from tonight, your spiritual school begins. You better say amen to it. Because until you pass through that spiritual school, you never will graduate. Do you understand what I'm saying? Carryover exists in the school of the spirit. There are some assignments that God will never lower the guards because of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I went through some seasons of fasting and praying and all of that. Not because I wanted a breakthrough or a car. I've said it here several times. I told somebody recently, and I don't say to boast. You don't boast with what is your, it's my assignment, so there's nothing to boast about it. That they were fasting for 21 days. I said, the fasting you are starting for the last 10 years thereabout, we fasted even on Christmas Day, on New Year Day. Some of you break, you start second. We started since 1st December. God instructed us. And we are not praying and fasting for cars. I told the apostle, God told me last year, since last year, October, we had that conference. God showed me the nation. And showed me that there's a thicker darkness in 2012 than what we are seeing. So that drove me. I came to Pastor Shala's house. I had that thing bottled up in my spirit. I couldn't contain it again. I said, God, how do we stop this thing? Listen, there are still two places yet that I've had this freedom to talk about the things that God tells me about the year. Because it's been a very common thing now. People call you, even pastors call me, what is God saying about the year? I know some of them ask from a right mind. But some are just asking, what do we have for the year? Prophecies have become like fun tools. Do you understand what I'm saying? The thing that we hear in the spirit that drives us to our closet to stop certain things. Some men hear it and only say, my pastor declared that this year is going to be. And I've heard so far a lot of those false things they've said about the year. But ladies and gentlemen, I told him, my earnest prayer right now is that I'm praying for South Niger Delta. Because God showed an eruption from that place that turned this nation farther than what you know Boko Haram is doing. Do you understand? So I started praying about that. We settled a bit of that with God. Before then, last year, we were praying. And what we were praying, we were asking for a seal. Because God showed me a vision that He swept the church with a broom. But the effect of that sweeping left something like iron scars on the body of the church. So He told us, we said it also in April during our conference last year in Zaria. God told us Boko Haram, whatever, and instability will run throughout 2011. You can't stop it. So we're not praying to stop it as a devil. But God gave us a word this year, it will come to an end. Do you understand? It will come to an end. But that thicker cloud is what I'm trying to stop. As I've said this thing, some men who are watchmen, you catch what I'm saying because we move at the same frequencies. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if you move in this cloud as a watchman, there are many things that we come to say here. They are not new revelations to you. They are only confirmations to the things that God has been dealing with you in the closet. Do you understand what I'm saying? The nation is rallying around where it is, and it looks as if there's no power in the church to stop a sect that is a creation of demon spirits. Because everybody had left their gates and they now focus on building and expanding their churches. God help us. But God is gradually achieving what he wants to do by aligning those nonsense. Because now, everybody is now beginning to say, I don't care whether you're a bishop, whether our churches have been bombed. We need to come together. We need to raise a cry, not cries to the Lord. We need to raise a cry to the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will be surprised the kind of anointings that we can generate. You'll be surprised how much we can do if only we can rise with one voice and not look at it that, hey, it's a dynamite. And then I'm a winner, you're a loser. All those rubbish must stop. I said all those rubbish must stop. I don't care if it's my pastor, but all those rubbish must stop. There is a gate that is empty that the enemy has stood upon and used the opportunity to manipulate the nation. And God showed us far. Listen, 2 years ago, God showed us far. And that wind is not only affecting Nigeria, it came also from... God told us, as a matter of fact, before the end of this year, you also see some stabilized nations in Africa this year that will be affected. The one that God told me that began to bother me, sir, is Zimbabwe, Kenya. And what I'm telling you, I'm not telling you what I'm reading on papers. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are a lot of you who are carrying the burdens of the thief land in your heart. The assignment of the thief nation is in your heart and you're still thinking about your family. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you not understand that God does not use men like sleepers? Watchmen don't see from short distance. They see from afar. How come the church has become so blind that the enemies enter our territory and we don't even know? How come we are working in a nation that we don't even know that something is about happening? Can we pray for a while? I'll give you a prayer point. We'll pray about the nation. I'll turn the order of service again. We'll come back to where we started. And God will be bringing his anointing upon the watchmen. Do you understand? Some of you, after tonight, it's going to be more of God and less of you. Do you understand? I have stopped beginning from last year. If I don't know much about your life, either God shows me or personally, I don't lay hands on people. I told them in a conference, I told them, listen, there are certain things, there's a lifestyle that you cannot maintain after we lay hands on you. Even if you try it, listen, and I was saying it, one of the things that God told me, I was saying, God, but why? Some righteous men are dying. These things that is happening to the nation. And God told me, when I send my prophet to them and they don't hear, I speak to them, even if it means me speaking to them by circumstances. Do you understand? How many times have we tried to break the barriers of denomination and we've not successfully broken it? Must God speak to us by circumstances? Listen, if you are ever a child and you are not a bastard child of God, he must speak to you. Your bishopric does not stop him from speaking to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? He must speak to you. He will chastise you if ever you are a son. He will tell you what to do. He will tell you who not to marry, friends. Do you get what I'm saying? Like a lady who I'm seeing, you are born in the month of August. August 28th, I see August 28th, and you are in a relationship with a man. You are in a relationship with a man, Tivna. You are in a relationship with a man, Tivna. And the Lord has warned you about that relationship. And you are still, listen, if you go beyond this year, there's something you will lose, you will not get in 10 years. Thank you, Jesus. Can we pray for Nigeria? Are you ready? Can we pray for Nigeria? If Nigeria becomes better, listen, this land will become better. I will tell you a little bit about this, your land, because God told me that you confront corruption in Benue State this year. God told me, if your uncle is a senator, warn them. The ones that are governors, warn them. In this state, God told me you confront and expose corruption. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you, Father. There are rotating crowns in the nation. They are the original crowns that are supposed to be on the heads of the right men. It is true that the people of God have lamented, God, we prayed, and yet the wrong people stepped in. But the Lord said for me to announce to you as a church, they stepped into the position, but the crown that I put upon the kings that rule is not on their heads. It's still rotating. So because of that, you will see some of them out of office this year. In this state, out of this state, you see some of them out of office. Those who manipulate and think they can turn the hands of God in their favor, God will show them that he giveth life and he taketh life also. Do you understand what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Job. Let's pick a prayer point from the book of Job. Pick your Bibles. Job. The reason why some of us do all the, and I'm sorry, I'm not criticizing anybody. The reason why some of us do all the fall down and die and all of that, and it doesn't happen, is because we are not praying prophetic prayers. Prophetic prayers are not prayers that the pastor just sat down out of his busy moment and just wrote and said, this is what you say. This week, you will get your car. This week, you... No, those are not prophetic prayers. Prophetic prayers are the Holy Ghost-inspired prayers of the moment. Do you understand? When you ascend into the discussions of heaven and you bring out a prayer point and make the declaration here. Listen, no demon stops that one. Can I give you some? Let me show you some things that will happen in this nation. Job, we are going to pray it. Thank you, Father. Job chapter 5. I draw nearer, blessed Lord, to those rivers. I draw nearer. Yes. Sing it one more time. That some of the most stable places will be shaken. He repeated the version of that word to me this year in another dimension. That some of the most stable men and the untouchable men in the nation will be shaken. Job chapter number 5. Let's go to verse 10. And we will read together. Job chapter number 5 and verse 10. Let's pick some prayer points there. Job 5 and 10. Job 5, 10. Are you there? Are you there? Say praise God. One to go. Let's read. He gives rain on the earth and sends waters in the field. Verse 11. He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. So I announce to you, everywhere that the enemy had made you to mourn, everywhere the devil made you to mourn in 2011, hear the voice of the Lord. He is bringing you to safety and rejoicing back in 2012. Okay, let's read verse 12. I love this one. One to go. He frustrates the devices of the crafty, so their hands cannot carry out their plans. This is where our first prayer point comes from. Listen. 3 years ago. Did I say 3 years ago? When did Yar'Adua come into power? The first year he came into power, 2007. Good. That was the year I came in here. God told us that there is a struggle of the bondwoman on the steering of this nation. When I said it, some people didn't believe it. I'd left the north. I was even in Makurdi here then. But God told us that. Until it gradually started manifesting, and people were praying prayers that we've been praying, which we wish they had been praying also for long. Listen, there's a tussle. There's a tussle by the Islamic world over this nation. If I'm arrested for what I'm saying here, fine. I've signed my life to the gospel. They said it's a political war, but let me tell you something. It's a religious war that is giving a political face. It's happening not only in Nigeria. It's happening in the US. It's happening in many countries. Do you understand? We were innocently voting for a man we believe was a righteous man, but some people were voting in religion. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are meetings that are ongoing. I tell you,
when God shows us some of those things, I'm not telling you what I read on paper. Some of them are contrary to what you have seen on paper. When God shows us some of those things, all we do is just to go back to the closet and ask that their craftiness be scattered by God. Do you understand? Some of us prayed that prayer some few time ago, and what was mysterious in Kaduna, the distribution of weapons and all of that was exposed all of a sudden. A man who has been arrested several times and they release him. This time around was arrested and could not be released. Listen, God said something very interesting to me. Those who trouble this nation, those who sit down in their closet to plan their crafty deals about this nation, the nation you call our own, that they want to put it in their pocket like their father's property, God is going to confront them in 2012. You don't hear me, because your uncle is there. I said God will confront them in 2012. If you believe it, let me hear your amen like thunder. Oh God, confront their craftiness. Scatter their hidden plans. Bring it to bear. Let those who gather against the righteous in this nation be scattered by fire. Somebody pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Let their craftiness be exposed by God. Let their craftiness be exposed by God. Let their hidden plans be exposed by God. Let judgment come upon them in their hidden places where they want to turn the nation upside down to their own greedy agenda. We confront them tonight. We bring those plans to naught. Somebody pray this prayer. Somebody pray this prayer. Oh God, frustrate their devices. Oh God, frustrate their devices. Frustrate their craftiness. Let their plans be impossible to carry out. In the name of Jesus. Catch them in their craftiness, Father. Lashata da balabakada. Andalabarakata zuza de lebronde de bosia. Andele bosi katalaba. Lembrete geze de. In the name of Jesus, we pray. If you believe the prayer you are praying is being answered, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Look at verse 14. Look at what the Lord said He would do with them. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope at noontime as in the night. God, let their light become darkness. What I'm saying is prophecy in Isaiah 60. That darkness will come upon the nation and great darkness upon the people. But that is not referring to the church, because it says for you, arise and shine, for your light is come and the glory of God is risen upon you. So it's not a prophecy referring to us. It's a judgment upon the evil. Ladies and gentlemen, oh God, turn their light to darkness. Let their noonday become dark. Let them grow up in darkness. They will turn and look for the devices and the thing they are fashioned to carry out. They won't find it anymore. They will see their brother as their enemy, and they will fight themselves and leave us alone. In the name of Jesus. Yakatatatata. Shapataka bashira. Embrakatuze. Ratatatatata. Yeketetete balababa. Ambrate gezuza brande. Let their light be turned to darkness. Ah! Shaya ya 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 ya.
Rabaya, Zeprata Bashanda, from injustice. Oh God, save Nigeria from injustice, from the intention of wicked men, from the intention of men. Save Nigeria whom you love. Yeah. Yeah. Ah. 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 Shaya ya 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 ya. Tata sata bakata ya laba. Ebrakata sadaya. Oh God, save Nigeria. Oh God, save Benue State. Oh God. Of evil men come to an end, come to naught. Basataya, 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 brekekeke basakata, kabaya kapaka zataya. Ah, 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 save the nation you love, Father. Mashata baya kataya. Let their struggle to take over the steering of the nation be frustrated. We enthrone you as the king over Nigeria. Rule our lives. Rule the lands. Rule the nations. We give them to you. Every tribe. Every part of Nigeria. Show yourself as the king, Father. We enthrone you as the king, Lord. Ma! Ah! 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 Shaka baba 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 baba. Arise over the nation. Arise over the nation. Arise over the nation. Show yourself as the God Almighty. Show your right hand of power. Let every influence of evil be knocked down. Let every satanic man occupying spiritual gates be knocked down. Masekedebo, come down and sit in the dust. That is not your placement. We are the ones to be there. So we knock you down. We knock you down. Get down and sit in the dust. Get down and sit in ashes. Base talababa. Yeke de 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 de. Ayabaka baka baka tayaba. Ebraka pasataya. Ebrakusa. Brakusa. 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 Ebraka baka taya. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Arise and sit on your throne, Father. Sit on the throne of our heart, O God. Malabasanda yahandeheda. We thank you, Lord.
Jesus, we enthrone you, we proclaim you as King, stand in your...
Thank you, Lord. I see your cloud. Yes, 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 I see your cloud. Thank you, my Father. Lord, as we worship, as we worship you, and as we Thank you for your awesome presence in this house tonight. Thank you for your awesome presence. Sheila batene masunda hene masagada ya 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 ya. Yeah. Yeah. One more time. Yeah, as we worship Lord, as we worship Lord, as we worship, we can go on. There is something that the Lord will drop upon your life that will transcend 2012. There is something that will come upon your life that will make you escape some traps this year. There is something that will come upon your life that will make you see clearer than you were seen before. Something will come upon your life that will make 2012 the year of your life. I don't know what is that for you, because things to different people. But lift your hands and say, I wait on you, Lord. Touch me. Hey, the cloud is here. Father, thank you. The cloud is here. 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 Levratona mazusa badamande hida masuda. The cloud is here. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Lord, I wait on you. Touch me, Lord. I wait on you. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Is here. I wait on you. Touch me, Lord. Oh, touch me, Lord. The angels of God are walking through the earth. I wait on you. The sun waits on the Father, as the sun waits on the Father. Yeah, I wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. Lord, I wait on you. Yeah, I wait on you. I wait on you. I wait on you. Lord, more of you, more of your grace, more of your power, more of your strength, more of grace to pray, more of the grace to stay, more of the grace to wait. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lord, I wait on
on you. Lord, I wait on you. Lord, I have to wait on you. I wait on you. Yes, the Lord. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. We wait on you. Yeah, I wait on you. Lord, I wait on you. Lord, I wait on you.
Put your hands on your head. Your two hands on your head. Father, I ask that you confirm what you showed me. Lord, I ask that you baptize men you have made ready into the graces of watchmen. And fill up the gates that are empty once again. Turn the battles again. Put the hands of your people at the neck of the enemy again. Even by these ones, Father, confirm your word. One, that anointing I release into this congregation now. Grace as a watchman. Two, three, four. I don't know them, Lord, but you need to help me to identify them. Bring them for me. Some of you feel like your feet is burning. You feel like your feet is burning. Father, confirm that. As you show to me now. Come on, stay sensitive. Stay sensitive. The Lord shows me in the spirit. There are five of them. The Lord has confirmed that in their lives. Father, where are they? Pick them for me. Let that anointing come upon them like fire. Now! Show yourself mighty among your people, O God. Show yourself mighty amongst your people, Father. Yeah, let your spirit come. Let your grace flow. Let your spirit flow. Let it flow, 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 let it flow. Ah. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Lift her up for me. Somebody keep praying. Don't be distracted. the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Wait on you. Touch me, Lord. I wait on you. Yeah, Jesus. Stop. Now, those hands, stretch them to this altar. I've seen the cloud was waning before, but I saw it came heavy again. Father, we puncture this anointing. We puncture this anointing. This grace to break limitations. This grace to break limitation. This grace to step out of the circle that have been drawn around them. This grace to step into the office that they have been so called. Some of you have beard, you've borne the titles without the anointing. Zamanda Rabakasa, stretch your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for a release of that anointing. Right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Receive it now. 7, 8, 9, 10. Somebody from the back there. 11. Somebody, a lady, your name is Monica. Monica. Receive that anointing now. Shamana na 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 kata sata. Father, Nenisa tula bahande. Palaba da 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 kuze bede. Mark, Mark, Mark. Zuzate le bosada. Samson, Samson, Samson. Na kuze tegedede. Amana kabasata luza. Lebo, lebo, lebo. Receive the anointing now. It is a specific anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that God told me about the year 2012 is that power will be available to the church like never before. Strange miracles, creative miracles like we have never seen before. Divine ability to move without barriers is coming upon the church. Lift your hands, break into it, break into it, break into it. An unusual anointing you have never experienced before. Break into it, press into it, press into it, press into it. Raise the dead, cleanse the leper like never before. Paseke de padasata padasata badabada bagadaya. Ah, shaya ya 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 bakasata ya e prada bakasata ya. Grace like never before. Grace like never before. Thank you, Jesus. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's resting upon people. I don't have time to minister to you personally. Draw out of it. 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 Take
Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Please pray in the Holy Ghost. Please pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. A new day is starting for you, says the Spirit of God. The things that you experience, the Lord says for me to change your season. Your season is changed. God Almighty God. Ay, 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 ay. New beginning. New beginning. New beginning. New beginning. New beginning. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We deserve. Somebody pray, somebody pray, somebody pray, somebody pray. Somebody. Ay, 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 ay. For your children. Children. You think they will suffer, but the Lord said for me to say to you, they will not. Because you have to find a new beginning. Yes, Father. Confirm that which you have shown. Confirm that which you have shown. For the Lord is dipping your feet in oil. The Lord is dipping your feet in oil. Shalabada bashanda hida baskuta. Ela mana 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 shada. Le da 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 da. Woman, you want so much from the Lord, you don't even know how to express it. As I pass. Right now, you don't know where to begin. You desire that your life be reordered. But the Lord said for me to say to you, as you take a step further to seek Him, to know Him more, He says for me to say to you, the doors that are shut are open now. The doors are shut are open. They are open. They are open. But you need to take the step. You need to take the step to move closer. For the Lord is speaking, but many things He's saying, you are not yet hearing them. But from today, the Lord open your spiritual ears. And open your spiritual eyes and cause you to be strong in the place of prayer and bring to pass that thing which is lacking. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Ya 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 ba da 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 da. Korobo sinda ya la ha ya. It's a new day. 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 Ay 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 ay. Shalabada da 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 roshida baya. Mandala bakata sutala baya. Le de bosinda la bakade de bosinda ya. Yeah. Like the dew from heaven, Lord, fall upon us. Like the dew from heaven, come upon your people, Lord. Yeah, let your glory fall. Yeah, let your glory fall. Lord, let your glory fall. Let the garments be changed. Let the filthy garments, let them be changed. Yeah, Lord, let them be changed. Let the filthy garments be changed. Yeah, Lord. Let them be changed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I prayed in my closet, I have a liberty to do this thing in about three places before the end of February. And I have the privilege to do it here for the first time. I had it on as an instruction. Listen, you will see a lot of stable businesses this year close up. And then if you read that scripture that I told you, God spoke a lot of things to me about the nation. You'll see a lot of business that were established upon 40 foundations. A lot of them will crumble. Some of you need to be wise to hear. You see, you need to enter into the realm of being led of God consciously, not unconscious guidance. Okay? So that some of you will not even put your money in some banks that you think are very stable banks and they close up. You need to walk in the spirit. Okay? God told me, Apostle, to put grace to make wealth, kingdom wealth, in the hands of people. Where people call difficult, you will enter into those places and they will open. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know that this instruction needs to be followed by teachings on wisdom for planning, wisdom to do some certain sort of businesses. Do you understand what I'm saying? But every one of you who do business, I want to pray for you. And I want to pray for you by pouring oil upon your palms. If you do business. And I will not do this alone. I'm going to be doing it especially through God's apostle. Because God is tired of misplaced graces. Do you understand? I've seen a lot of these things happening. People are stealing money from government and you're pouring oil upon their hands to prosper. So they are prospering at the detriment of their soul. You understand? I can identify some of you by the Spirit, but He is more with you. So we'll know those who we don't need to lay hands on. I'm not asking you to bring your tithe to me. If you look at me, I'm not a prophet. Neither is he. Okay? Because I know a lot of these false prophets have told you to come, receive the anointing for wealth, and go and empty your bank account. May God save you from foolishness. That's all I will say. Do you do business? Come. Supernatural prosperity in the year 2012. Some of you think that capital is your problem. Fine, still come. You know, many times I keep wondering, the thousands of people that come out in our meetings, well, perhaps not in this kind of meetings, when we lay hands on them and they declare that they will prosper, if this level of people handle kingdom wealth in Benue State alone, the state government will loan money from us. Do you understand what I'm saying? Supernatural ideas will come to some of you. And let me tell you something. It's now as I get busy, I don't have much time to do all those kind of business again. I transfer some of them to my wife. There are some businesses I've done before. Seasonal business. God will just open my eyes to, look, this thing. Like God brings us prophetic words at times that, you know, things, the price of things will fall. The Holy Ghost may not tell you buy, but you have to use your sense, common sense of economics, that buy at this time. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? We are talking about kingdom wealth. And for any of you standing here who is not born again, you will need to say the Lord's, you will need to say a prayer to the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Because I have prayed and I'm praying now. The anointing will not work in the head of sinners. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because is it possible for it to walk in the head of sinners? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I've laid hands on somebody before who was fraudulent in office politics. And they held about 4 hours meeting to impeach him and they could not. But yet he was guilty. But there was a stronger oil that was sustaining him on that seat. So in the midst of battle, he saw truth. You understand? Some of you are still waiting for jobs. Do a business.
do a business. That is one of the areas that the Ishmaelites are capturing. Do business. We left politics for a time. We left politics for them. Until they started ruling us and we discovered that this thing is important. We say, it's time for us to go back to politics. But they have gone too far. So we are chasing them to recover now. Now they are doing the same thing with business. We are expecting business Christian airlines. Christian communications. Do you understand what I'm saying? Start from where you are. I believe in that. But let me tell you something. The anointing we are talking about is not the anointing for you to enrich yourself, myself, me, myself, my family, my wife, and all of that. No. No. I've said it here before. If God had given me the grace to be a layman, not to be in ministry, I would have been a business merchant. And ensure that the Christian, the real, genuine Christian message is not preached by begging. That you will ask apostle, what does it cost to cover the quarter to put you on air, and you pay it off. Do you understand? And that will not even stop you from coming to church. It will not affect your dedication. As we pray for you tonight and pour oil on your hands, something that didn't work in the hands of another person will work in your hands. I just said that because I heard the Lord said it. Something that didn't work in the hands of others will work in your hands. In this state, we are expecting restaurants. We are expecting relaxation joints that they will not sell beer. Do you understand? We are expecting people who will buy up some of those places and ban the selling of beer from those places. Do you understand what I'm saying? So those are the kind of things we are talking about. How many of you here, you are ready for it? Put down your hands. Those of you standing in front here and back there, those of you who are not born again, put down your hands. You are not born again. You need to be born again. Please, very important. This is the last thing we are doing. You need to be born again. What will it profit you if you gain the whole world? All the monies in the account of Nigeria is yours. But yet, you find yourself in hell. My friends, hell and heaven, they are real. They are real. They are real. Both in Old Testament and New Testament and this 21st century, hell is real. My friend, hell is not 21 years, it's not 20 years, it's not 50 years. It's an eternal and permanent separation from God. It was meant for you. You can escape it tonight. Wherever you are, you're not born again. Lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. You are not born again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Step forward. Give them space. Let them come to the front. Let's start with them. Come forward. Those of you standing behind, come forward. You are not born again. Come forward. Come forward. Go ahead. Climb up. Climb up. Climb. It's your father's house now. Come, come, come. Those of you who lifted up your hands. Come. I'm seeing a young man. Listen. I'm seeing a young man here. You claim you are born again, but you smoke. You smoke. You are addicted to cigarettes. I'm seeing a young man. You are addicted to cigarettes. And you have been addicted to cigarettes for like about 5 years now. You've said yes to the Lord several times, but it has not stopped. Please step out. Step out. While we lay hands on people, just identify to any of the men of God coming to lay hands on you. And tell them. You'll be free from it. Wherever you are, you're not born again. Please come, 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 come. Wherever you are, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Come. Come. Thank you, Father. Those of you in front, I tell you, this is the most important thing that can ever happen in your life. I tell you the truth. And from today, God marks a new beginning in your life. From today, as you renounce sin and embrace Jesus, God marks a new beginning in your life. What do you do, sir? I'm seeing the fact that you are doing some things with your hand that is not productive. That there are things you are struggling to get achieved. And you are facing a serious, what I can call, condensed frustration right now. Yeah. Am I correct? Sure? Can I tell you more of it? I'm seeing the fact that some of your friends have introduced you to means of getting out, that you can successfully get out. And I'm seeing something not too good. I don't want to mention it. Does it make sense to you? I'm seeing that you sat in a place, you're adjusting, and they talk to you. Okay? Am I correct? Do you know what? God is removing your feet from amongst them. As I've said to you right now, for some weeks, if you ever pronounce that you are a changed man, they will persecute you for a while. You will lose friends. But God will send you back to those same people to feed them. I'm seeing a picture and I'm reading the pictures to you. God sending you back to those same people to feed them. But you have a time to stand and to stand alone. Okay? There are some pressures about your family, about your immediate family. The concern for them to live better that is on your heart. And that's one of the things that is pushing you to want to. Am I correct? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Stretch your hands and pray for these people. Ask God to establish them. Ask God to write their name in the book of life. Shabadaba, Shande, Helemosida, 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 Labashande, Kidemosida. Those of you in front, I want you to open your mouth and pray. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask Him to come into your heart. Tell Him to begin a new thing with you as you are striking a deal with Him to live for Him, and you will see changes in your life. You will see changes in your life. Jalabadadadada, Haya Masuda. Zodoriba Gazada, Edebori Gazida, Degedebozia. Jesus' name. Those of you in front, say with me, Jesus. Say, Jesus, I come to you by grace and by mercy. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I divorce sin, I divorce Satan, and I get married to Jesus. From today, the Lord is mine, and I am His. Forever and ever. Are you happy about that? After now, after this meeting, spare Pastor George. Pastor George, Pastor George, where are you? Spare Pastor George some few minutes, just on the first row there. He will tell you some things. Okay? There's a lot of things happening in here that you need to be a part of. Fidelis. Who is Fidelis? Fidelis. Who is Fidelis? I'm hearing that name, Fidelis. Fidelis. Or if there's an immediate family member of yours who is called Fidelis. I'm hearing the name Fidelis. God calls that name Fidelis to my ears. Please. Your name is Fidelis, or an immediate member of your family is called Fidelis. Fidelis. Two of you know you cannot be two. I'm saying prayers. Two of you step. Father, Fidelis. Fidelis. The person I'm seeing is not 30. It's not 30. How old is the person? 27. Sorry? Your dad? No, it's not up to 20. It's not up to 30. Thank you, sir. Father, who is that person to you? Your elder brothers. First son. Is the guy born again? But there are a lot of things that I'm seeing about that Fidelis I'm talking about. You know, I think that what God is doing in this meeting is a vision that I saw, that circles are broken. Circles have been broken. Circles. The place where you stood on a spot for long, you discover after this meeting you walk into them. There are some of you things that you thought to do in ministry for long and you thought it's impossible. You just suddenly walk into them. Okay? What I'm seeing is that this person is trying to take some steps and tries to move forward, and it is dragged backwards. If that thing doesn't match with his life, it's not the one. Don't take an anointing that doesn't belong to you. Good. And the person is not up to 30. I see the fact that the person is not up to 30. He tries to move forward. Sorry? And how old is he? Sure. Does this describe his life? Are you sure? Father, thank you. Lord, please avert this trap that the devil set. Avert this trap. Avert this trap. Turn his life around and give them a testimony this year. It's done in Jesus' name. Okay. What you are doing is to put oil in your hands. and pray for you that this year, what you are doing or what you intend to do will prosper like, not like the way other people's own is prospering. Do you understand? Do you understand? Is it possible to sell a trailer load of cement in this town in a month? Yes, it is. Is it possible for you to sell, to open a restaurant like it has not been in this town before? Yes, it's possible. How shall this thing be? The power of the Most High shall make it happen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, that's the last thing I'm doing, and then I'll take my seat. Mic to Apostle. So, we need to put oil in your hands. If you need anybody to help us out, I don't mind. But listen to me. There is something that can prosper you beyond your ability. There's something that is better than labor. It's called favor. And grace can put it in your hands. As you receive this anointing, believe God for the largest harvest that you have never had in your life. In Jesus' name. Alright, sing something.
You are holy. glorious, 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 yeah. You are glorious and glorious and glorious. Oh, 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 yeah. You are righteous, oh God. You are righteous, all righteous. Yeah, righteous. You are right, Lord. You are. You are so righteous. I have been saying, you are terrible, Lord. You are terrible, terrible. You are terrible, terrible. Oh, oh, oh. I have been saying, you are terrible. Oh ho ho, oh ho ho, yeah, yeah, terrible, you are the Lord.
You have closed your shop about 3 times. You have closed your shop about 3 times because the business shut down. About 3 times. Where is that woman? It's a woman. Your business have shut down for about 3 times. It's an attack of witchcraft. You can't stop it by just mere whatever. You have closed your shop, like closed down 3 times. I saw it the first time, the second time, the third time. Please come quickly, 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 quickly. Are you the one? Come.
Yeah, you are terrible. You are the Lord. You are so terrible, Lord.
You are.
Holy, 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 holy,
You are holy, you are holy, you are holy.
You are holy.
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 Holy. Holy.
You are so holy.
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 Holy. Holy. Yes, you are. Holy. Holy. Yeah, you are holy, Lord.
Holy.
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 Holy. Holy. Holy.
Holy.
Holy.
Holy.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are
holy,
Lord. You are holy.
You are holy.
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 You are, you are, you are holy, Lord.
You are holy.
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 Holy God. Holy God,
holy God,
holy God, you are holy God,
holy God,
holy,
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 you are holy,
you are holy,
you are holy,
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 holy.
Holy,
you are holy,
you are so holy,
so holy,
so holy,
oh holy,
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 you are 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 holy,
holy,
yes you are.
Lion of Judah, reign. 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 He is, he reigns. He is, he reigns, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns.
He raised,
he raised,
he raised,
he raised,
he raised,
he raised.
the lion and the lamb. Yeah, I'm told forever. The king forever. He is king forevermore. He is king forevermore. He is king forevermore. He is king forevermore. He's a God that high. 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 High above the heavens. He's a God.
Somebody rejoice.
He's a God that high. He's a God that high. He's a God that high.
Oh, Lord
Jesus. Yeah.
Lion of Judah, reign. Lion of Judah, reign. The Lion of Judah, reign. Somebody sing to the Lord.
He is the lion.
Continually, it shall not be shut. Oh, thy gates shall be open continually, and it shall not be shut. The forces of the Gentiles will be gathered unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. God will pedestal you, make you a center of attraction. You will bear his name, you will represent his kingdom, you will manifest his power in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Give him praise in the house of God. Give him praise. Give him praise. If you can, you may be seated for the next 2 minutes before we break camp tonight. Something broke loose in the spirit. Oh my God. Oh my God. And let the offering baskets go around. Tonight, let the offering baskets just go around as we take some announcement. Now, tomorrow we are going to have a strange service in this place, in this house. Maybe by 4 p.m. we'll start trickling in so that we can make life and power available through prayer. And now, as you cast your seat, pray for the choir, because they are going to take us to a place tomorrow where spiritual things will be conductable. In the name of Jesus Christ. As you give your offering, pray. Just pray for them. Something will come out of this place. In the name of Jesus Christ. I see the finger of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord speaks to me. He says, there is somebody in this hall, in this auditorium. You are going to be having strange encounters. But it will come through dreams. You will see all kinds of things. True dreams. True dreams. True dreams. All kinds of stuff will begin to appear to you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a healing service tomorrow evening. Now, if you have someone in the hospital, someone suffering from affliction in the village, it will not be out of place for you to ferry your way out and bring them into town, because Jesus will be passing by. God's hand will come down so strong. And tomorrow you don't need to believe for it to happen, because it's not predicated on your faith this time. It's orchestrated by the very sovereignty of God, by the faith of the Son of God himself. Whether you come with doubt, power will come out tomorrow. Break yokes. Set men at liberty. Bring men into accurate positioning. And this place, there will be a thunder blast of glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Maybe you came into this place and for
A while now, you have been struggling in the place of prayer to gain adequate momentum to soar. I hear God say that you will mount up with wings like eagles. You will mount up with wings like eagles. If you can just give God half a chance, just step into the prayer mood, something will come upon you. Your ascendancy will begin to find expression by the Holy Ghost. The power of God will come upon you. The Spirit of the Highest will overshadow you in the name of Jesus Christ. Many things we prayed for so many years. It's been 5 years now. Is it 5 years? 5 years, because we prayed indoor for 1 year with fasting. And 4 years on that 1 year, 5 years, we'll be praying and calling upon the name of the Lord. But the time has come for those things that we petitioned heaven about to begin to come down from heaven. Oh my God. And in such times when prayer power has gone into the realm, when prayer power has ascended into the heavens, even if there's no rain, even if there is no cloud, the ditches shall be filled with water. I tell you, tomorrow, the fountain of the great deep will be broken, and the window of heaven will open in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Miracles. When you walk on the street, think miracles. Think it. Let it be in your mind. In the airport one day, I saw a woman. She was being wheeled in a wheelchair. The legs were so dry. And I was trying to buy a ticket. I felt a prompting from God to reach out to that woman. But I felt it was not decent. The place was too open. The crowd was much. How will I look like? Tell your neighbor, if you are still afraid, you are a learner. But the day you are confident, you are a master. You don't need to have a brown face to cast out devils and raise the dead. You don't need to wear a tie, a rainbow tie, to do wonders. Once the prompting of the Holy Ghost comes upon you, oh my God, if you give God half a chance, you will see His power. I tell you, you will not only receive miracles, but you'll be brought into discernment to that place when you know He's saying, stretch your hand. When you know He's saying, speak the word, and thy servant shall be healed. Rise up, let's give Him glory in the house. And as your people walk out of this place, Lord, let the gravity of that which has been bestowed upon them never be diffused. Hold us like one enclave in your hand, even though we go to several different places tonight. Let the intensity remain. Let the burning continue. And when we converge together, grant, O God, that the dimensions of heaven will be held on the ground in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I see someone in the hall. You have been battling with this strange kind of pain on your chest. All right, one hand. Any other person? It will go now. Now, it will go now. Put your hand on your chest. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you glory, we give you praise. We thank you for the blood of the covenant. Right now, we make demands on heaven. We make demands on the anointing of God. Address that infirmity. Address that pain. I command the pain to go, 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 in the name of Jesus. Aha. In fact, he just left. One just left.
You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh, mighty God. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy.